If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
Oh, you don't like interruptions. Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month, unless you're using, like, e-checks. Then there's some extra fees, because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use Z-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can... give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when, because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription. Oh, I did that thing where I was talking and I had the solo. I'm not going to re-record it. It's fine. It's fine. No one cares.
Fine.
I just welcomed everyone to the show. I should have hit the drops, though.
Okay.
I was saying,
this is the good stuff. The right stuff.
That is the Daily Show at 10:53. Someone said I should do that to you as a prank one day, where like I should just have the intro music loop for like 5 minutes and never start the show until one of you gets mad. But I guess I just did that by accident. I just kind of did it by accident, like, so it's done. So.
Oh, well, that's whatever. I mean, right. I would probably notice.
I was doing bants about, like, it's. I was saying that it's 10:39 on the Beast Coast, but I wasn't sure what time it was at the Titanic site. Which is probably like, it's probably 11:30, right? Or 11, isn't Newfie time, like it's an hour and a half ahead of us? Like, isn't there like a half hour time zone somewhere around there? Yeah, man.
I wouldn't know enough to know.
I don't know. I know it's time for me to collect my carbon fiber cloud ships, which are scattered all over the bottom of the North Atlantic.
Right. I think, all over. I think they're in kind of one localized area.
Yeah, they're not scattered because they, well, actually, after the implosion, it could all just fall apart and drift away, right? Because it's not like the implosion is a permanent, like once that pressure differential is like equalized, those were good words I just used. I don't know if they mean anything, but it sounds more
that definitely sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds right? I'm an engineer now and a technician.
Yeah, pressure differentials. Equalized.
I mean, there was a difference in pressure
inside and outside the submersible are now the same.
Right, isn't that a deep sea current right there?
It's
no,
below the deep sea current.
So it just fell. So you think it just fell straight down into its own footprint?
Yeah,
much like
it collapsed into its own footprint. They didn't find the whole thing, but they found sufficient parts of it to know that it's like the only reason to see those parts would be
they
catastrophic
found
failures.
So, yeah. The titanium end caps.
Oh, they did find them.
Okay. Did those not implode? They just kind of popped off. Pop off.
Sounds like the carbon fiber must have delaminated at some point and just...
Yeah. Yeah, they probably bonked that thing into something
failed.
On
it
the way or
catastrophically
out.
Catastrophically failed.
Yeah. Now, James Cameron, who's the man in the know here, he said that they had started to go back up. So the theory is that an alarm went off.
Oh.
And as we said on the last show, that gave them like a couple milliseconds of a red light blinking, and then kaboom.
Which is exactly what David Lockridge said. Like, what are you going to do if it takes an hour and a half to go back up if you get notification of a failure when you're all the way at the bottom? I also saw some other expert yesterday saying that it happened on the ascent. And he said, all this is bad news. He was basically saying before they found everything, he's like, all the stuff we know is already bad. Like that they lost communications, that they were lost communications on ascent. He's like, that's really bad because that means that they were, whatever. Anyway, what is your early warning system for carbon, for your carbon fiber flaws going to do if you're an hour and a half deep?
Do you even need that? Because the splintering of the carbon fiber is probably audible at that point. It's going to be about the same amount of warning.
Wouldn't you rather not have a warning and just go? I mean, as it is, like the instant implosion, like it's an instant death anyway. Like why like the split second of terror? Like just let it happen.
The that's actually what this guy I saw who was on the news, the BBC news, was saying. He's like, the saving grace here is these people died instantly.
I got to say, first of all, fuck your small submarine.
He might have been lying. He might have been lying.
He talked over the line. He talked over the line. Fuck your small submarine business. I'm absolutely like, I don't know why I'm surprised. I can't explain the emotions I have that this has been like the top story for several days. Like a bunch of people that just wanted to have an adventure. Like had their thing fail and they died at the bottom of the ocean and just
they're
like
all fucking rich. But so the rich are fascinated with themselves.
The entire, well, I don't see the rich being. I see like you can be anybody on the internet anywhere where you think that like posting is political participation. Everyone has like a bunch of shit to
everyone
say.
Everyone has an opinion. And I gotta tell you something.
But everybody has the same opinion. Everybody has a sick fascination and glee that these people are dead. Just for whatever political ideology you have or lack of ideology you have some reason that you're just like gleeful that this happened to someone. Like it's so. I don't want to hear ever again. I don't want anybody to ever moral fag at me about tables, about every fag, every Jew, about anything I've ever said because you're all the fucking same. Everybody, everybody has a fucking group of people that they would love to just not even to see die, but to like fantasize. Like there were people fantasizing about these, like as if the sub didn't fucking implode instantly. People were fantasizing about the Logitech controller failed and they're just slowly suffocating and pooping in a pot behind it, like for several hours.
I saw that, and people, I was like, I don't think that is what happened.
People loved it. They so want that to be the case, and you're gonna tell me? That coming up with the idea that Daryl Brooks should have been instantly executed and should have been preserved and put into a glass casket that people should line up and pee on, and then there should be one right next to it for the first nigger that complains, we'll do it to you. Like, that was too hateful? That a man, a nigger who took his tiny budget-ass crossover SUV and ran over a bunch of Christmas revelers, a bunch of old ladies and little kids doing dance, ran them over on purpose, killed as many as he possibly could. It's too hateful and disgusting and immoral that I wanted to see him lie in state in the middle of Waukesha, Wisconsin from here on out where people can walk up and piss on him because he doesn't. That's too hateful. I'm too full of evil. You're fucking right I am, because so are you. You fucking pussies.
I'll give you but I'm willing, for that. I'm willing. Everybody has
difference between me,
this monologue. God damn it. That was a
the
good
difference
one.
Between me and you is I'm willing to take $10 for everyone that wants to hear me say it. Whereas you're like, oh God, the optics. Oh, the optics of saying shit. You can't say shit like that. Meanwhile, oh, people dead in a submarine. That fits my ideology. I'm going to go gloat about it on Twitter because I'm not dead in a submarine, but I'm glad these people are, whether it's because they're white, whether it's because they're rich, whether it's because they're because they don't like 50-year-old white men. Everybody has a reason, and you're all the same. You're all the same, and I don't want to hear it ever again.
I actually liked it for all three of those reasons, except they weren't white.
Which is
fine. Two of them weren't white.
Well, I think you're overlooking probably the main reason is that this is a surrogate Elon Musk, and everybody has a reason to want to see Elon Musk crumpled in a submarine.
Well, no, you want to see Jews crumpled in a submarine, homosexuals, trannies. That's who I want. But I didn't get
now Sven has come up with a new, like, cruel thing he can do to people that he hates. So
I'll
just
put you in a submersible.
Send them in, like, a flawed submersible.
We'll put them in the
don't call it submersible. That looks, don't call it cruel. Way. Nothing is cruel anymore. Because everyone is cruel.
Well,
I reject that it's cruel. I fantasize about every enemy of mine being destroyed. From the pinnacle of Jewish power to like the most annoying like anonymous social media account that just said something I didn't like today. I fantasize about all of them being crushed in submersibles. About my political aspirations are for every horror story that we've ever read about the Holocaust to become true.
I was about to say something about this, which is like, do you think that now that this story has come out that we're going to get like a new novelty Holocaust survivor testimony about Nazis like submerging people to like crush them or something like that. Because I would be willing to bet that if, because we already know that you can track new Holocaust testimonies with significant Holocaust anniversaries, like a bunch of new ones came out in 1995 on the 50th anniversary, etc. So I wonder if you get Jews that decide to come out with their testimony around the time when some like horrific event like this is in the news, where some people died in a horrific way, and then they are like, oh yeah, like if for like you know, if there's a big news story like about minors trapped and suffocating or something, now that's truly horrific. I will never be gleeful over that sort of thing. But you know, that maybe they say like, oh yeah, they put us in a, well, that was actually Fred Lloyd to say, I put him in an abandoned mine shaft and just fucking fire a missile.
Put him in a fucking submersible.
Put a fucking dynamite. Give him
nothing but a fucking a Logitech controller and pot to piss in, and send him down there behind the curtain.
Look, here's the problem. We haven't found the Logitech controller.
Oh, hey, Guy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
Where are they? There's no pile of Logitech controllers anywhere. Now, I would
would you say that it's an A Logitech controller?
A Logitech. Right. Mm. It's tech for A Log. Very good.
A Log them to the bottom of the ocean.
That's a show title candidate right there.
Oof, you think so? All right. I'll write it down.
A Logic.
Now, one thing that's funny is it is interesting to watch how the news cycle influences people and what they talk about. Because we went to a thing last night at the we went to the American Legion last night around here, and we hung out there. And man, all the boomers were.
It was like a pancake dinner or something. Like what was going on there?
It was a thing. But like you know, we go occasionally. It doesn't matter.
You're red pilling normies. You're greasing skids.
Whatever. The point is, all the boomers were chit chatting about this.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm greasing skids.
Greasing skids.
All the boomers, sometimes you just go there and hang out. There's a bar there, whatever.
Well, I mean, it's like James Cameron was saying, there's a bit of irony here. You got the Titanic shipwreck where the captain was not listening to what his crew was telling him about how dangerous this operation was turning into, and crashes the ship. And this is literally the same thing happens when someone tries to go and visit it.
And once again, it's a bunch of rich fucks that do it. One thing that's funny is it seems that is like the first in the know with anything relating to the Titanic. He's on the mailing list, or he's in the checks. He's in the chat room or something. Like he knows. Like the U.S. Navy had intelligence that there was a catastrophic implosion at this location. They heard it on their sonar screens or whatever. James Cameron immediately gets an update on that. He's like, yeah, he finds out like as soon as the Navy does. He's like, I don't know. It's sort of funny.
Oh, because like, he knows all like the fucking the crew and everybody, so they just like text him. They're like, "Hey, man, the fucking sub just imploded." Like, yeah,
he's a very important. You know,
yeah, no, he's
VIP.
Like, "Yeah, I know the Navy just updated me.
I made a stupid movie 25 years ago. I'm at the top of the food chain here when it comes to this. Like,
yeah, because he has so much goddamn money, so he spends like all of his free time underwater. Apparently,
when was his trips to the Titanic?
Have you seen The Abyss? This man is fucking obsessed with going underwater.
Did anyone update? Was Billy Zane debriefed on the situation? That's what I didn't know. Was Billy Zane? Does he know what was going on?
Here's a.
Is Billy Zane an Avatar? He should be in the Avatar films. He should be in the Avatar films. I want Billy Zane in Avatar 3. Then I'll go watch it if Billy Zane's in there.
I was watching this video, and I'm like, yes, I told you. I fucking told you. I told you about the carbon fiber.
Yeah, well, look.
So what is it?
Meme all material, new. Meme engineering.
We knew as of Wednesday when we did our show that this thing had gone under and there was no hope. These people were already dead. They had been dead since they were lost.
Yeah.
And James Cameron's also saying people spent the last week coping and like it was kind of upsetting to me to watch that. And so, you know, he was right. Once again, he was right. So
predicated on what I think of as a fundamentally flawed design principle, which is a carbon fiber hull, which when I first heard about a move toward composite hulls, and this was many years ago, even when I was designing my sub, there was another sub that was in...
He was designing a sub.
That actually worked.
This guy's a true polymath. Yeah, well, yeah, his sub worked.
Maybe. His sub worked.
My sub works too. It's got like ham, turkey, Swiss, a little mayo, mustard, lettuce, tomato.
Dude, I want to design a sub.
That's
now.
The sub I'll design.
Some gabagool,
sort of in competition with us.
Oil and vinegar.
Fuck yeah!
Challenger Deep.
Was
operated by a guy named Chris Welsh for Richard Branson, and they had a composite hull. And I told those guys, I said, somebody's going to get killed in that sub or in a sub like it. And the DNA of the Ocean Gates.
Can you imagine if Richard Branson went out like this?
Yeah,
people
right.
would be dancing in the fucking streets. People would be so happy. What you were saying before, though, people like, because a lot of the people that were in this sub, I get Hamish Harding was kind of well known as one of these douchebag billionaires that like does all kinds of jet setting adventures. So there's definitely some huge schadenfreude there. But Richard Branson is better known for that, and he looks and acts like a douchebag publicly. Yeah. There's no evidence that Hamish Harding was necessarily a big public douchebag, although he was like one of these like, I've got a ton of money, I'm just going to do all kinds of fun shit that like no one else in the world is allowed to do or can do because they don't have nearly as much money.
I don't want to say it's funny, but like this is such a funhouse mirror reflection of the entire population of the or at least the population of the world that uses Western social media and has access to Western
everybody's
media.
Like this.
Everybody's miserable. Everybody hates everything about life and existence, and no one's allowed to talk about why. No one's allowed to really get anywhere as to what the problem is and reform it. Everyone just sees like everything bad is a fait accompli, and at least some people that have benefited from the system that I hate so much, you know, got it at the bottom of the ocean this week, and I can celebrate. I can revel in that a little bit. Nothing about what we live in is going to be better. There's still going to be emergency workers finding apartments full of sex toys and dead children being raised by trannies, but at least I get to laugh at the people who wanted to see the corally musty bottoms of the fucking Titanic last week.
Yeah, just like the slime encrusted boat that's been there for 100 years.
I mean, that's kind of the natural reaction though, because it's like, though this person has so much money, they're wasting their money on a carbon fiber submersible that even the other billionaires tell them is gonna fail.
Yeah,
and then they'll die.
Yeah, there's a funny little community of billionaires that are like all familiar with this, like James Cameron being one of them, presumably. And they all like, yeah, like I built. They're like, he's like, look, my sub. It's I wonder they like, yeah, my submersible is like, what's Elon
Musk? The common person, they just want a house, man. They don't want to go to the bottom.
And I'm sure my house would probably implode at that level of water pressure too. But fortunately, it's not gonna be subjected to those.
Can I have shelter
unless
and heat?
I live?
If you're like you're in New York State, like can I still have gas? Like, is gas illegal? I want my house to be warm this winter. Oh, no, you can't. But
or
don't
like
worry.
You live in, God forbid, you live in like Germany. Well, am I allowed to like have any utilities or amenities? It's you maybe got like 1 or 2 years left on that, but that is probably gonna be after that. Probably no.
I can only imagine like Hassan Piker is like doing content about how many like screenwriters could have been paid with all the money that was dumped into this venture. It's like, oh, you could have had Hollywood screenwriters.
Yeah, he's like, how many?
They could be rich. And then they wouldn't have to be on strike.
How many different Adam Conover salaries could be paid with the money spent on this?
No, that's wrong. How high can Adam Conover's salary go?
Adam Conover could have been paid enough to have two Teslas. Several, and then we get paid a number of different of these Hollywood writers. Yeah.
All these Hollywood writers.
Maybe Hassan Piker. Imagine Hassan Piker was in the sub. Dude. That would have been absolute glee across the entire face of the earth.
I just imagine like him on the picket line and gets hit by a car. Like I would be so happy. And I'm not embarrassed
like
to say
that. Like
an
out-of-control Mexican like swerves into like actually swerves into the line of people and they all go flying like a bunch of dominoes.
And it's on live stream. Like I could watch a clip of Hassan Piker ragdolling across the street.
Yeah, the ragdoll physics.
And then he hits Adam Conover and then a bunch of Hollywood screenwriters are dead too. So like there's that many like really like bad fucking poorly written stories won't happen. And also Hassan Piker's dead. Like I would just love all of that. And you don't have any right to judge me because... What's the difference? Like, while we're not the same, you laugh at rich people and dying in submersibles. I laugh at anyone I don't like dying.
Yeah.
We're different, right?
Same principle. It's the same principle. The amount of money the person has that dies that you don't like, that you secretly enjoy, does not.
The point is, like, you don't like
not
them.
Not so secretly. Not the so point... secretly enjoy. It doesn't. There's no moral difference. If the person that you like isn't quite as rich as a billionaire, and you still enjoy them dying and suffering, you know, point you're, is, not any, you're not any better than anybody else.
Everybody has a dehumanized subset of people that they will enjoy the suffering of. Everybody.
For some people, everyone does. It's it. The entire white race.
Yeah, for a lot of people, it is that.
Or like for Hassan Piker, it's even worse. Because you simply say, if Hassan Piker were to die, you would enjoy it. Hassan mm-hmm. Piker says, if all white people were to die, I would enjoy it.
Right.
That's significantly morally worse.
Well, he cucks because he pretends that's not what he would want.
He yeah, talks about other things, that.
But everyone knows it's what it is.
No, with the fact that you laugh when white people suffer means that you would, because there's no reason why you would care. You didn't know who Sarah Jane Comrie was, but you laughed at her misfortune. Why? You mm-hmm. didn't know her. The only reason is because she's white.
Yep.
And you just hate white people.
Yeah.
So fuck you. At least I hate you specifically for your specific characteristics.
I hate you because you make a living using the internet like that, doing nothing.
Yeah. Right.
On Twitch.
Right.
I wish if everyone who used Twitch died, I would be thrilled.
Oh, dude. It'd be great.
Every Twitch streamer, every Twitch viewer, every Twitch executive, every Twitch advertiser, just like a
Twitch
massive
should Twitch should absolutely die.
Oh, hi, guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption. Not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders, you can use crypto, you can use e-checks, you can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now. Total fucking kinetic Twitch death. I would be fine with it. I'd be better than fine. I'd be like, the world is a much better place now.
There's some meme that libtards were circulating. It had to do with like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk. They're trying to tie them to like this disaster, the sub-disaster. Because every libtard really wishes that.
Because they like ordered components from Amazon probably to put this thing together, apparently. They're ordering like Chinese fucking galvanized bolts that aren't actually galvanized.
Camping World, remember? It was Camping World.
Oh, Camping World. Well, that's camping, Mara. This is why I don't go camping. Like my tent will implode. I'll be dead out there. People will be smiling
very much. The exterior pressure.
Because I gotta tell you, there's another thing. Like, I know I'm fully conscious that if something bad happened to me, like the A-logs that I have, would be thrilled.
Any of us.
And I can't
that's why I make sure nothing bad happens.
Stub my toe.
Like if I ever got some kind of, if I ever needed to access the terrible, expensive like American medical stuff, I would never announce it. I would never tell you. It's just because I just know there would be too many people to be thrilled by it. That's how this world works.
I'm sure people were thrilled by my misfortunes, but I think they were disappointed that like
disappointed
it like, all it worked yeah. out.
Well, because the same people who probably were mad about your misfortunes or happy about it, I should say. We're also people who think like the American medical system doesn't work and that they're all just kooks doing fake science and they were going to kill you. So they're really mad when like the American medical system came through. Like you got surgery and like everything is fine. Everything's great. Like you didn't just get an inversion table and like smoke weed.
Yeah. There were people that were basically saying he's going to just like, we're going to find out that he's going to die. He's going to be dead. Like they were convinced and they were truly convinced it was going to happen. And it didn't. Now they're saying that it was all made up. It was all fake.
Oh.
But whatever.
Like to
I mean,
what
that's
end?
Fine. People can think whatever they want. I don't
know.
Really
people
care.
Are,
I'm
mentally,
sure that when
people
I
are mentally damaged and
do die.
It would have been easier to just stay it would have been easier to just be our friends. Then you wouldn't have to go through these fucking hoops.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to send yourself through this crap. Now, one thing's for sure, like when I eventually do die, which will suck, that would be fucking awful. But like
how do you know? Maybe you just die in your sleep and maybe you just want. Well.
I just don't like the idea of not being alive. But, like,
I don't either.
No, it's a terrible.
I'm pretty sure when I get near the end of my life, I'll be like, all right, thank God. I'm fucking tired.
Well, in any case,
fuck.
When somebody that you hate, this is another thing that happens. Like, people do, like, celebrations for people that are evil and they hate to die at, like, age 97.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, like, that's kind of. Like that was not a.
Yeah,
that
we're gonna have Henry. We're gonna have a Henry Kissinger. The Henry Kissinger crab rave one day,
like
right?
The Henry Kissinger cocktail party for his death. It's gonna be the bro. This guy is like 105.
Yeah, and the world is fucking. Like, destroyed thanks to him.
Yeah, and like, yes. Like, it's like, there's no, what are you talking about? Why are you happy? Like, he, like, when John McCain died, I was like, all right. Like, I like that he's dead, but it seems kind of shitty. I even made this comment at the time.
And the song was good, though. Maybe we'll play the song today.
The song was great. But popping champagne corks.
Yeah.
But that song wasn't celebrating his death. It was making fun of his life.
Right, that's true.
But it's like, you know, like, popping like the party poppers, it was like a little bit, it seemed a little bit weird because I'm like, dude, the guy lived. Well, I guess he died something. Nah, he deserved to die whenever he did. But like the point being, you know,
plenty of damage. He did plenty of emotional damage. And when Joe Biden dies,
right? Like Joe Biden's going to die within the next several years. And the boomers that have developed a serious fucking A-log hatred for this guy are going to love it. But I'm like, dude, the guy is going to have died like after many, many years. They'll die of like old age in some hospital with like the, you know.
How come Jimmy Carter won't die?
Because
he has no standing.
It's like, the Jew hatred sustains him. His absolute hatred of Jews keeps him alive.
I was watching Argo, and there was a bunch of Iranians protesting Carter, and they had put Jewish stars around his name. So I'm like, wait a minute, which Carter is this?
June Carter Cash, right? Who wasn't black?
The other wife is supposed to be black.
Right, but Johnny Cash has like actually done court actions against people who allege that he was married to a black woman.
Just married to a Melungeon.
Right. Well, literally, Johnny Cash has taken people back in the day. He would take people to court for suggesting he had been married to a black woman. It's not true, or maybe it is true, but he just didn't want anyone to say it because he knew it would be terrible for his reputation. In any case, what the fuck? There was something. Oh yes, I'm assuming the Iranians were saying that. Because he was president and America was a Jewish state at that time. America was a Jewish-owned state at that time. Basically, it's not that Jimmy Carter doesn't really hate Jews and he would deny vehemently that he does. He just is like, he's very concerned. So he says, I mean, I'm sure he's very old. He'll probably die very soon. He's probably too old to say stuff anymore, right? Like, they don't go to him and put him on the news anymore like they did for a while. I mean, he was old 20 fucking years ago. But yeah, it's amazing. You know, I wonder if Bill Clinton will die before him. That would be quite the thing, right?
Yeah, kind of wild.
So Reagan died before him. Bush died before him. Bush 1 died before him. No, Clinton died before him. Be like, bro, that's the race he wants to win. But yeah, no, he basically talks about human rights and shit. And so he talks about the Palestinians, and he doesn't really care what these like lunatic, like Shmuley Boteach type Jews say about it. So, but yeah, man, Shmuley Boteach should go on a submersible trip.
I should.
I would celebrate.
Oh, I would be pretty. I would be openly cracking up at that. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I try not to. Like, here's the thing: everybody's ghoulish in their own way. Like, let's not pretend. Like, the human race, everybody has a ghoulish side. Let's just not. And the guy who's always saying that he's not, like, he doesn't take any secret schadenfreude from certain people that he's die lying. That he hates, he's a liar and he's a hypocrite.
Do you know who I would put on a sub? I would put Matt Walsh on a sub.
Oh, yes. Matt Walsh does need to go on a sub. I know what you're talking about. Matt Walsh needs to go on a Titanic tourism expedition for this. Let us examine.
God, I'm so hungry. The sub talk. Not even a joke anymore. I'm just hungry.
Cause... I could actually go for a sub sandwich. Oh, remember, man. Subway? What an awful, place to eat.
No, Subway absolutely not. Terrible. That's trash.
Subway now makes me not hungry.
It's like, how many gallons of condiments do they pour on the
bread?
I can't
imagine anybody ever gave a dime to the Subway Corporation for food.
I have eaten Subway sandwiches, and I'm telling you, man, deli subs are so much better. Like, it's just everything about it. But I'll tell you this: now that you know, I was starving for like an Italian sub made by the place near me that I like to go to, you know, the one's got excellent sandwiches.
Sure.
Thinking about a Subway sandwich has now made that hunger go away.
It sort of did for me too, because you unwrapped the Subway sandwich and a gallon of mayonnaise in there.
Well, as you know, I'm currently yiffing, so I'm still hungry.
Do you remember when you used to walk by a Subway and the smell of yeast would just be like overpowering?
Yeah, right?
Like they changed their I think they changed their bread because everybody was complaining about that because it was like, because it would be
oh,
like
God,
they would
now
have,
it's unleavened.
And this is true. They would have like these little strips of dough. like little, like a mozzarella, like a mozzarella stick.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then would
like
poof.
A strip of dough, and you'd put it in like about the size of a mozzarella stick. Put it in the oven, it becomes like
yeah,
a full bun.
That was supposed to be so the draw. We got fresh made bread. It's like, all right, well,
fresh made bread from like tubes of like yeah. tubes of dough that are squeezed out of like a toothpaste tube at the factory, and then sent in to the franchise, and they expand. And so, dude, I used to live near one in New York. You walk by, the whole fucking street would smell like yeast. I think people just started complaining about it, so they had to change their bread formula or something. Anyway, I don't know. Or maybe ship the actual baked bread.
It's fucking gross.
No, it's terrible. But, yeah, thinking about Subway has made me crave a submarine sandwich less. But I do want to talk about this Matt Walsh tweet. I think it's the one I'm thinking of, I'm sure, because that's the one people have been talking about.
I linked it.
All right, so I don't know if Jesse has heard about this, but this guy is the lies contained herein. Okay. He's not paying attention now. What is this?
I've got it pulled up. The trans agenda was invented.
You
got to
pull this tweet up.
By pedophilic psychologists, degenerate quacks, lunatic sexologists, literal Nazi scientists, and other assorted deviants.
It's literally just like the opposite of things that are true.
Well, wait. It's the one part. Yeah. I've seen all this. The opposite of things that are true. It's a deliberate lie. It's a deliberate distortion. This is the problem with Musk Twitter. I'm sure people were calling him on it, but I don't know if the message got out there. He needs to be forced to fucking retract and tell the truth. This is a lie. This is a really brutal lie. And it's a slander. And the thing is, nobody cares because no one wants to defend the reputation of Nazis except for some anon accounts on Twitter. But Matt Walsh needs...
This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall at rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's the rightstuff.biz/paywall.
To be hounded until he admits he lied, or that he's so uninformed, which I don't believe, he's so uninformed that he says something retarded. Because it is absolutely not true. So let's just keep going. Alex.
All right, John Money pioneered the concept of gender identity. He tried out his theory on twin boys who he abused and experimented on throughout their childhood.
They both went on to kill themselves.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't remember that happened. This was later on in history, wasn't it? This wasn't during the era, was it?
Oh.
When was the John Money bit?
Wasn't he's from New Zealand.
Oh, I didn't realize
John
that.
Money is not a Nazi scientist.
I thought that was American.
He's not German.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's from New Zealand. Maybe did it in America, but he's... Oh, who was he influenced by? Richard Green and Kenneth Zucker.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Alfred Kinsey is the godfather of modern comprehensive sex ed programs. There's plenty to criticize about Alfred Kinsey. He's a sicko.
Oh, yeah.
He came up with many theories.
But he was a faggot who was... look, I'm not going to say...
Yeah, he enlisted...
That they're not... yeah.
He also enlisted a pedophile who raped children so they could document the victim's orgasms. I've read about that before. Volkmar Segush was a sexologist who coined the term cissexual. He argued in favor of exposing children to pornography and insisted that pedophilia should not be stigmatized. This latter point was common belief among many pioneers of the trans movement. And then...
Hold on a second. Volkmar Segush. Now, I don't have any information this guy was Jewish. However, he was born in 1940. He began his work... at the University of Frankfurt, at the clinic of Goethe University in Frankfurt in 1973. So he is a product of the post-war American occupation regime of Germany.
Yep.
Don't tell me this guy's a Nazi, Matt Walsh. He is exactly the opposite. He is a product of the American occupied German regime and the denazification program in which Nazi ideology was absolutely not only was the entire point of all intellectual work in Germany during this period is to make sure Nazism never rises again, which is what the whole transsexual movement, frankly, at its core is about. So
I don't want to hear ever again. Once again, I'm saying this because I say this somewhat often. I don't ever want to hear about adjacent fellow traveling allies, red pilling normies.
No, no, this is a deliberate lie.
This was handed down from Shapiro and his people that he works for. Magnus
now,
Hirschfeld.
Here's the one that's
you know, I think
real
before
lie.
I put Matt Walsh on the submersible, I'm going to make him walk around in public with a shaven face. I want to shave that stupid fucking push-up bra beard off of his chin. I hate it. I hate it because it's just fake masculinity.
Fuck your small
I think
red
that's
pills.
What I hate the most about him.
Matt Walsh. I'm sorry, Mike.
Dude,
you're
the
about
amount
to say
of people
something?
That are wrecking him on this next—it's
like
week.
A trans beard.
But let's.
Oh yeah, he's got 1,100 responses on this. Why does he have 2,100 quote tweets?
He didn't quite get ratioed because there's so many fucking retards that clicked like on this, and I'm sure there is a Jewish. This one has actually got more likes. No, that's not true. The first tweet has like 65,000 likes. This one's approaching 10,000. I just saw the counter going up as we're looking at it. But yeah, it's going. There's got to be a Jewish campaign. It just went up by 3. Because this one is an absolute fucking lie. Like, read it out. Read it. It's just so everybody knows.
Magnus Hirschfeld, another German sexologist. He opened one of the world's first transgender clinics. He was an avid proponent of eugenics and believed in forcibly sterilizing those who were feeble-minded. The Nazis would later implement eugenics on a massive scale. I mean, that just entire
okay.
tweet is
oh,
completely...
Oh, what happened to that guy?
Like, the opposite yeah, so, of everything he said is right, sort of.
Well, here's what happened. Magnus Hirschfeld fled Nazi Germany and died later on in
but
France.
But why? I thought Nazis loved transgenderism.
Right. Now, I don't know that Magnus Hirschfeld ever said he was a proponent of eugenics and favored sterilizing the feeble-minded. I don't know if that's true. I doubt that it's true. But even if it is, it proves nothing. Suggesting...
if it was true, he was probably like masturbating or something while he said
here's
it.
Here's another question, Matt. Are you suggesting that killing Jews is eugenics?
Hmm.
Is that a eugenic thing to do, Matt? But whatever, let's not get into the weeds on this. But this is a deliberate lie. He is without saying it, he says the Nazis would... Whenever you see a phrase like that, you know that that somebody is trying to connect things that aren't actually connected. Right? Like the idea that Magnus Hirschfeld was a scientist who influenced the Nazis when literally the Nazis burned down his sex clinic.
Right.
And they burned his manuscript.
Well, they have to preserve the book burning lie, right? Because this goes hand in hand with that. You have to just like
Matt,
yeah.
This is what Matt is doing. He is deliberately because he knows in the transgender furor that has been whipped up that is trying to be contained right now by the conservative movement. The conservatives are desperately trying to contain the furor whipped up over the trans agenda. And they're trying to set conservatives back to being like, why can't we go back to just our normal faggots who aren't pretending to be trans? They're just perverts that want to have sex with other men. Let's go back to that. That's honorable. These people are conservatives that want tolerance. Let's go back to the trad rainbow flag. That since that's what we're doing, as we saw that they were doing on even Newsmax is doing that with that weird, you know, vitiligo stricken mulatto guy they had on there. You know, this is a lie on purpose to promote this agenda. Now, did he not know the rake he was stepping on? Because, I mean, Keith Woods and a ton of other people are in this tweet just telling him he's a liar. And they're also linking to articles by Jews and trannies saying that, like, the Nazis, like, burned this shit down. Like, this is a rake you didn't need to step on, Matt, because now you've inadvertently exposed people to the truth about this, which, you know, we have been trying to tell people about for years. Now, maybe Matt feels like he needs to. And now we have actually here's what's funny. Even people that are pro-Jewish are now jumping in.
Hmm.
So this guy who's got a blue check, who's some like politician is saying, insinuating that the Jewish Hirschfeld was a Nazi is anti-Semitic. So he's going to be getting it from both sides. But I think generally, they want to, the Jews would like people to continue to believe this if they're conservatives, right? Yes.
Yeah. Sort of so, smacks of talking about how Republicans were the ones who were freeing the slaves. It's like this.
This is worse than that, though, because this is like Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. I mean, right. There's a definite dishonesty.
Yeah, you could make that case. It's still like a really dishonest thing to do.
Remember?
It's very dishonest to suggest that like the Republican Party of today was not the creation of Nixon's Southern Strategy and all that shit, right? But I would say that like this is a direct fucking lie. Like that's, you know, that's just this is a lie of another magnitude. That's still a lie.
Remember fat this like is a lie stupid of another like
fucking magnitude.
Remember Daniel Harper, like when he shaved his beard and he was just all fat and sloppy and soft shitty body, and he used to try to like A-Log podcast. Like he didn't understand that like with no Jew backing, you're not going to get famous for A-logging white supremacist podcast. I remember.
Well, yeah, Matthew Cockrell also has the same.
At one point, Daniel Harper changed his Twitter name to Magnus Hirschfeld Enjoyer. Or no, it was Magnus Hirschfeld Stan. I think Stan account. It's like what would he have to say about this? It's like you don't have to go very far to prove yourself just totally wrong, Matt Walsh. Like they know it too.
Well, there's constituencies like on both like sides of this issue nuts. That are going to come after you for this, right?
Right.
Like the tranny A-logs and tranny stans are both going to come after you for this.
Right. Like there's a segment of tranny stans that like they totally own them. Like, yeah, that's the Nazis were burning. And this is why this is what makes the Nazis bad. They were burning our trans books. We could have been liberated, you know, 100 years ago, if not for the Nazis, not for the Hitler Youth. Instead, we had to wait, you know, and they'll tell you that. And they're right. The problem is, like, you can never, you know, since it's the job of the conservative movement to make sure that, you know, to keep people from being supportive of Nazi stuff, they have to throw up smoke screens like this every now and then and just look retarded. And increasingly, they're going to look more and more retarded because of how anti-white everything turns and how more clear it becomes that, like,
if you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. It could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription. And then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm feeling it or something.
The National Socialists are totally right about everything. And that the outcome of World War II was not like the glorious fucking victory of the West. It was a fucking
now.
Victory of the Jews over you.
Here's another fucking lie. Another fucking lie. Erwin Gorbrandt, a leading scientist in Nazi Germany who performed one of the first sex reassignment surgeries. He's helped to design human experiments that were carried out on prisoners at Dachau. Fucking press X to fucking doubt on
that. Yeah, I don't know about that.
In one experiment, victims... Oh, here it is. In one experiment, the victims were submerged in ice-cold water to study the effects of hypothermia. Many died. Bullshit. Bullshit. We can fucking examine that.
That's
what they actually did.
Carbon
fiber submersible.
Right. And in fact, not only that, the people that did that were not camp inmates. They were soldiers. And I don't know that many died. I question if many died. That's something we would need to verify if they died. We do know that, yes, they did in fact take soldiers and volunteers and put them under cold water to see how long it would take so they could see research for deep diving expeditions, that kind of crap. Right. Every military does that kind of shit. Fuck you, Matt. Secondly, Erwin Gorbrandt. Let's read about this guy. Was born in Schlawe, Pomerania, Slawno, Northwest Poland now. January 3rd, he was born in 1890. He died in 1965 in West Berlin. He's a German surgeon and university teacher, one of the first surgeons to perform sex reassignment surgery. Gerlbrandt served as vice president of the Berlin Regional Association of the German Red Cross. He was also a member of the German Olympic Society. In 1950 to 51, he was chairman of the Berlin Surgical Society. Now, listen to this. Before the war, in 1931, not 1933, 1931, Gerlbrandt, along with Ludwig Levy Lenz, was one of the first surgeons to perform sex reassignment surgery with vaginoplasty on some transsexual patients.
Wonderful.
A pioneering experimental achievement at the time. Known by name are the patients Dora Richter, a domestic worker at the Institute for Sexology under Magnus Hirschfeld, and Danish artist Lili Elba. So, this guy, along with a Jew, Ludwig Levy Lenz, if you don't think that guy's a Jew, Levy is a dead fucking giveaway. And right. This guy fled Germany and returned after the Second World War and actually would publish under the name Ludwig L. Lenz. He came from a wealthy Jewish family. So fuck you, Matt. Mm. It's just a fucking litany of absolute lies. And if in fact this Gerlbrandt guy was used as a surgeon and stayed doing doctoral medical shit in the Nazi regime, he wasn't doing this shit. Probably the only reason they let him fucking stick around was, one, he wasn't Jewish, and two, he was willing to do normal medical shit under their regime. It's like, because I'm telling you, this shit wasn't going on when the Nazis were in power. I am telling you that right now. It was not. And you know who'll tell you that? The entire fucking Jewish tranny movement, Matt.
Really?
Fucking liar. Fucking liar.
I mean, is he even lying or is he just stupid? I think he's just fucking stupid. Matt Walsh, like, one of the things they own him on is, like, he fell for the traditional child bride meme of, like, at some point in history, people were marrying 12-year-olds, and then it was great. Like, you know, so they call him a pedophile all the time for going, like, I think the guy's just kind of dumb. Or he was put up to doing this by, like, Daily Wire and just didn't.
Dude, this is fucking funny. So somebody says this in response to the second. Sorry, this. I'm right. So pissed.
Yeah.
Somebody says this. I will never fucking say anything good about Matt Walsh ever again. This guy is a liar. He's as a Christian, Matt, you're not supposed to lie. As a Christian, it's a fucking sin for you to lie. You should come clean and ask forgiveness.
But he's not a Christian.
Whatever. He's
nobody's
just
a Christian
chill.
Because everybody lies.
So somebody says in response. Now everyone's going after the Magnus Hirschfeld one, but the second one is just as much of a lie. So he, so this guy says, "Yes, sir, that will be right out." Sneedbot 1200 says,
Sneedbot.
"It's so funny to me that people still believe these lies. Even a cursory Wikipedia search will cause this narrative to crumble." So some fucking conservative that wants to preserve this bullshit says, Wikipedia is not a credible source that hasn't been for a long time. It's common for listings to be edited, and then the article uses evidence for any controversial topic. It can't be trusted as a source.
Yeah, because the way this works is this dumb fuck conservative, he likes Matt Walsh, so he's going to come up with reasons to believe Matt Walsh no matter what.
He also likes Matt Walsh, and he wants to believe that Nazis – he desperately wants to believe that tranny stuff and Nazis are like cut from the same cloth. When that's just not fucking true. And one of the things that makes people do this is the idea of like weird is the previous brainwashing they've received over like weird medical experimentation under Nazis.
Right.
Right. Because all that Mengele shit, all that bullshit Mengele stuff, all those stupid stories that these fucking Jews tell about Joseph Mengele, and every single one of them has one. There's so many that this guy could not possibly have been doing this many weird experiments at one time in the same place on all these people who never met each other. All that Mengele propaganda over the years has primed them to believe this. And this is a common thing, like that fucking YouTube boomer that A-logs trannies all the time often makes Mengele references when he talks about this shit. It's just fucking stupid. And the problem is, like, I know people, many people in our thing, who have conservative relatives who buy into this shit, and they try and inform them on it. And as usual, as usual, what happens? These people simply don't want to hear it.
Right.
They don't want to hear it. They want their fantasy. They want their bullshit. They want their lies. Like, why? Do you want to be rid of trannies or not? Do you want to understand the truth of history or not? And the answer is, oh, absolutely not. No. No, no, frankly, to both of those things. I want trannies to stick around because I need a thing that I'm allowed to be mad at. And well, I don't, and I also want to be able to connect everything I'm mad at to Nazis. I don't ever want to hear, I don't ever want to hear that like Nazis actually solved the problem, because right. Because that makes the conservative movement look fucking retarded. The Nazis solved this problem, conservatives. You know how they did it? They burned this guy's fucking lab down, and they chased him out of the country. That's how they did it. That's what you should be doing, you fucking faggots, faggot enablers.
It's I mean, they're just well programmed. It's more important to them. It's more important to them to not be like Nazis than it is to solve any problems.
The most important thing is to uphold the Jewish narrative,
right?
That's what Matt Walsh is doing, and he's a liar, and he should be called out. And he should be forced. He should be forced.
That's what optics is. That's why people act as. Why are you always talking about the Holocaust? Why are you always talking about Jews? Why are you always this? Why are this? Like, because I'm not. Because I'm not programmed like that anymore.
I want to take the path of least resistance. I want to try and get what I want within the Jewish system by pretending it's legitimate and bowing to its fucking narratives and pretending like maybe I can secretly like talk Jews into please giving us some little thing. No, you can't.
I want to stay within the trap they set because...
I mean, this is so fucking... Matt Walsh should absolutely... Like, everybody should A-log Matt Walsh relentlessly and all of his followers and all the fucking stupid people. They never let this go. Never let this go. Everybody listening, go out there and use whatever accounts you have, whatever social media you have, to A-log this fucking guy into oblivion until he fucking repents. He should never be allowed to be on a live stream, on a video, on anything, any tweet he makes, any post he makes, any video he makes, any stream he's on. People should be in there saying, are you going to take back the lies and tell the truth about the Nazis destroying in their country the transgender movement by chasing Jewish bullshit fucking sexologists and Dr. Frankenstein surgeons out of their country?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to fucking come clean, Matt? It's not only that he wants to keep the Nazi thing alive. It's he doesn't want people to understand the Nazis as having solved this problem.
Yep.
And also he doesn't want you to understand Jews as being the source of this problem, going back 100 years.
Which is the truth.
Do you know how much further along this shit would be if the Nazis hadn't been there? The trannies and kikes that come out and say the Nazis set this movement back by 50 years are 100% right. We would be drowning in this shit by now if Adolf Hitler never came to power.
What would Smully Bolteach be doing?
Dude, we would be so far along that this shit would, like, it would be unbelievable where we would be without, if the Nazis hadn't set all this shit back. All that prosperity and fun you had in the 1980s, you could thank Hitler. I'm not joking.
No, that's true. It's no joke. Well.
What's the story with the dead tranny? Speaking of trannies,
they stumbled upon a Dr. Mengele scene in Boston, I guess.
Oh, you know. Okay.
We have that in here. No, we have. What is this mega?
Hey, everybody, Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life, and I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
This mega file, is that related to that, or is it something else, Mike? You have a mega link in here. Oh, yeah, is it. Okay, this is the Boston story. We got it. Let's go to, like, the Auschwitz Chamber of Horrors as managed by Dr. Mengele and Magnus Hirschfeld, like, working together, right? Let's go do that.
Responders were called here to these apartments on Saturday for an apparent cardiac arrest. When they got here, they discovered someone had died and also found that several people were hiding children in a back room. Tonight, 4 children less than 10 years old are in DCF custody after authorities and public officials say they were found in an apartment with 6 cross-dressing men, sex toys, drugs, and alcohol. Firefighters discovered them after one of those adults died at the apartment.
It was obviously sickening, you know, to hear from those that were there at the scene describing what they saw. And the actions of the adults that were in the room.
City Councilor-at-Large Michael Flaherty says he spoke with the firefighters who responded to the Mary Ellen McCormick apartments and filed paperwork to make sure the state intervened with the children. According to their incident report, the apartment was in extreme unsanitary conditions. All adult parties were being uncooperative and denied having children in the apartment.
Drugs, alcohol, drug paraphernalia, sex toys, etc. And so they were concerned. They had reached out to me just to make sure that it didn't get swept under the rug.
The governor says DCF is now involved in investigating.
Just heartbreaking. Terrible situation. DCF has taken those children into its care and custody right now.
City leaders doing a walkthrough here, now wondering how this could have happened. Counselors planning to hold a hearing with the Boston Housing Authority.
The place is disgusting. This is on BHA. They need to be doing a better job down there.
Now,
they're blaming the Housing Authority?
Boston Housing Authority sent us a statement saying that they had received no prior complaints about the unit where this all apparently happened, and they're working with the agencies involved to take all the appropriate follow-up. We're live here in South Boston this evening. I'm Peter Iliopoulos, WCVB News.
So I'm supposed to accept that this is the Boston Housing Authority's problem, that there's a bunch of, like, trannies sexually abusing a bunch of kids. And then, like, this has been now been denied. They are sweeping it under the rug now, correct? So that we don't hear about it. Is that the point, Mike?
Yeah, there's a police report came out today saying that, like, let me see something.
None of this happened.
I had it up for a second. Let me see. There's a police report that came out today that says that the rumors about the drugs and sex toys are simply not true. Hmm. So let me see. It says police clarify. This is from Boston 25 News.
Crazy.
Police clarify circumstances inside Boston apartment where children were found with body. According to police officers responded to a call about an unconscious person around 11:11 a.m. who was later pronounced dead. Four children found at the scene. Each had a parent present in the apartment, according to top officials. The parents and the officers who responded felt it was best for the children to stay in another room with one of the parents and took steps to avoid having the children see the deceased. Officers did file a report with Massachusetts Department of Children and Families. The agency told Boston 25 that they did take custody of the children. The update also states that drugs and other concerning materials were not seen in the home despite unconfirmed reports. Counselor Aaron Murphy demanded answers on Wednesday about the disturbing scene, but Boston's police recent update contradicts her description of a house of horrors. So it seems
was fire EMS dispatched first, and then the cops showed up later. Is that what happened?
I'm not sure. Where did the initial? Because my suspicion is that the initial allegations of this stuff came from fire and EMS.
Right.
So what was it? What did that guy say?
They're not very good at public relations.
Well, they don't give a shit about it.
They're just going to say whatever the fuck they want to say.
Whatever they saw.
Those guys.
First responders. Okay, let's see. Let's go back to an earlier one. First responders were called to the Mary Ellen McCormick complex operated by the Boston Housing Authority for a person not breathing. But that's not all they found. They entered. So yes, it would seem that an ambulance got there first. That's not all they found.
Oh, okay, so here's what happened then. Fire EMS shows up, and they're like, holy fuck, look at this shit. And in the interim, before the cops get there, they clean up and dispose of the drug paraphernalia and the dildos.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes, I've got – it's absolutely – here's what it is.
That's what happened.
Here's what it is. A lot of drug paraphernalia and sex toys all around, and then one of the firefighters said they heard a cry for help, said Murphy, that there were four children in the back room, and I am hearing that the adults in the apartment were not wanting first responders to go back when they heard kids crying for help, so that is very disturbing. Emergency crews responded to the apartment shortly after 11 a.m. According to the police report, Boston Fire and EMS arrived first, followed by police. They found an adult dead. The cause of death remains under investigation. Boston 25 obtained the fire department report, which matched up with another source's information. According to the fire department report that I reviewed, firefighters found six adults who appeared to be males in the apartment with four kids in a back bedroom. One of the men tried to stop first responders from going into the room where they found children aged 5 to 10. The report said the adults were uncooperative and denied having children inside the apartment.
No.
Still trying to piece it all together, said Murphy. Yes, yeah, so, yeah, you're right. Exactly right. So when the fire and EMS showed up, that shit was out there. They couldn't hide it all. By the time the police got there, they had hidden it all.
Right.
Yeah, these fucking Keystone cops apparently don't understand that perhaps somebody would hide those materials.
Well, they don't
the cops
care.
Were coming.
No, I'm actually not going to say it's pure incompetence. They deliberately don't want to see it because they understand that by reporting that they're going up against a powerful interest group, because you would actually suspect that if you have a differing report, if you have two reports that differ, both from official sources, you would prefer the one closer in time to the incident, right? But that's not what's going on here. They're right. going to prefer the police report because by the time, just because it's the one that says what they want, and the police probably inherently understand the political situation better than I think fire and EMS might.
Of course, they understand it better than fire and EMS.
Because the police are subjected to much more political scrutiny and political pressure on this kind of stuff, right? And so they know, and so they're not going to. They also know. They know that this is. They know the fire department's report is true. They know those are fucking faggot perverts doing all kinds of weird shit.
Well,
in there.
These cops are stupid, or they're cowards, or both.
They're both. They're stupid, but they're cowards. And they're not going to come out and say, well, if the fire department said it, we didn't see it, but that means that could easily mean that they hit it. That would be the honorable thing to do. But, like, yeah, they understand the – at the very least, the chief of police, who is a political
right.
operative, understands
right.
these things and is going to help the police, help the tranny gay community suppress this shit. They're going to do it. They're going to help them say – it's not true. It was a conspiracy theory. You people that thought this. It's like, so what am I expected to believe? A dead tranny in an apartment and a dude answers the door in a fucking wig. There's kids in the apartment. Oh, that was just totally fine. I'm supposed to believe that? Fuck you.
First responders in the newspaper, they made that up. It was a conspiracy to make that
right,
up.
Yeah, the fire department and the EMS, they just bullshitting yeah. you for kicks.
Well, they want obviously they want to do damage to the trans movement, you know.
Yeah, they're obviously they just want to make these
things
up. That's
definitely what happens.
Yeah. Now, there's an active cover up going on. The police are complicit because the police understand the political nature of this, mm-hmm. and the police chief, honestly, I mean, because do you want to bet how much you want to, this report comes out, you know. That entire LGBTQ plus fucking power infrastructure in the city of Boston went into overdrive to get this shit suppressed.
All hands on deck.
There's an entire,
time to sweep it up.
And there were probably fucking people calling up the media like, what the fuck are you doing reporting this? What are you doing? This is a case where they're going to absolutely yell the retraction. You know, just yell the accusation, whisper the retraction.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to yell the retraction
right.
louder
yep.
than the accusation was yelled. The accusation was sort of like a moderately loud statement, and the retraction is going to be absolutely screaming cacophony. You know, the accusation was sort of just maybe talking over somebody, but now they're just going to like scream. They're just going to like scream the retraction. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm looking through Twitter for some stuff here. Let's see. What does this say? Now that six cross-dressing men were arrested in a house in Boston with sex toys, drugs, and five children in the back room, the TQ...
It was actually four, but that's okay.
The TQ Plus called them men in a dress.
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position, listening to me right now, well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content. And now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? You want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself?
This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio and how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
We've been saying this all. It's like, yeah, here's somebody. Men who wear dresses are not trans. They would have have to be confirmed trans women before you transphobes get to celebrate. So basically, you're just doing that's.
They are saying that the fucking dead guy was a woman. Official reports are saying that.
Oh my God. So Ian Miles Chong posted the same video we just watched, but it's been hidden on Twitter.
I thought
Elon Musk had, he says, this tweet is from, that's my fault because I have him on mute. But it does the same thing. I tweeted Ian Miles Chong because he kept showing up in my feed because people kept fucking retweeting some bullshit. Oh no, it's because he had something gross one day and it kept showing up in video playing. I should probably unmute him. But yeah, that's the response to it. Men who wear dresses are not trans. I guess they are. All the same sickness. I don't give a fuck.
The idea that men who wear dresses aren't trans is frankly transphobic.
The idea that we have to sift through like their semantic games. It's like no, you all just go on wood chippers.
Yeah, no. I'm not. Your
entire project involves just putting everybody under a big umbrella. So
yeah, I'm not going to get involved in your bullshit categorization scheme where you get to change it at a whim based on circumstances. Men in dress aren't trans. No, they are.
Fact, I propose we just use a new category for the whole thing. It's called fag stuff.
Yeah,
fag stuff.
Well, that's. It's if you want to get technical, we can call them paraphiliacs, which is what they are. That's the technical. Very
I like
term.
The informal vernacular. It's just fag stuff. Fag stuff going on.
Right, and you'll notice that you even get that this new ideological trend on the conservative side, they're calling it TQ+. No, it's LGBTQ+.
It's just fag stuff.
Like yeah, it's fag stuff. Like LG
fag.
LG stuff goes with it. I'm not talking about the South Korean electronics manufacturer. I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, this is fag stuff. Perverted fag stuff was going on in this apartment, and it's like men in dresses. Nobody gets away with this. This happened, and you can't undo it. You can't do it. And I saw reports that said it was a black trans woman that was dead. How did that person die?
Yeah, that's what the Daily Mail has.
I'm assuming a drug overdose, right? I mean, it's a reasonable suspicion. So here's the thing.
If it's a black trans woman, it died from racist transphobic violence, obviously.
Yeah, it died from racist transphobia.
That's what I've always told.
Here's a question for the fucking cops. You didn't find any drugs in the apartment? How'd that dead body get there? How'd that person die?
Was it a
drug overdose?
All the drugs
were
in the body.
If this person dies of a drug overdose, you don't find any drugs. I don't think that you're doing your job. I think that you are engaged in a political cover-up, you fucking faggot cops. Fuck your thin blue line flag.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I'm looking for more. Not much. You look at Boston, you get a bunch of basketball bullshit. Well, here's a video of schools being integrated in Boston. Oh, it disappeared. Why is Twitter like this? How come you scroll and the fucking whole thing changes? I'm having like scroll up, scroll down problems like you always give me, Mike. Is that a tranny? Mm-hmm. Those look like trannies. God, it's like you're just looking for like non-specific shit. You just get tranny shit. What was this here? I guess this was school integration day in Boston. Cops.
Oh, is this South Boston?
Yeah. Because
why would you like?
Oh yeah, this looks like a democracy at work.
Yeah,
here.
This is democratic action. This is reflected the will of the people. That you just had to forcibly integrate with at gunpoint. Nigger kids into white schools. It was good. It's fine. And now we'll do it with trannies now.
It's tearing them apart. People, as a community, it's tearing them apart. They may say this is helping. It's tearing them apart. I'm not for this. I don't care. My one will not go to school. but it's Chairman Loma Pat.
I wouldn't care if they were green or purple with the idea of putting my kid on a bus when I have a school right across the street from where they should go. I don't care what color they are.
They'll change.
They're not pathetic.
Yeah, but you know why? That's not true. They're lying, and they're lying because the cameras are on them, and they're worried about the consequences.
Okay, so you got to push past that. Otherwise, you just fucking lose.
Well, I mean, don't play that, and here we are.
It's like supposed to be a free country.
It's getting in the country now that they're telling you to do this and do this.
People should be burning things down. They should be violent. They should be burning shit down in the street. They should be killing cops.
Let us go to our neighborhoods where our kids are safe.
Anybody else feel hard? God damn it. You guys both fucking fucked me. I'm not going to repeat it.
Wait, hold on a second.
What?
Did you not hear somebody yell "niggers suck" on that video?
No, I made I just made an unrelated joke, but everybody all at once. I don't know.
Well, I burst out because somebody yelled "niggers suck."
Oh.
Back a little bit to the very end of when those women were yelling.
Come on.
Yeah, play it. Just nobody. Why I burst out laughing? So they weren't all cucking out.
Throwing eggs at the window and try to hit people with them.
Oh.
And there was throwing glass at black people and little kids.
The government's throwing niggers at people.
Yeah, why are you?
You know, like
why? Like,
you know, it's like
you could make an argument against this from the black people's perspective too. Like, I'm not going to do it, but that would be the typical, like, way to cuck out on it.
Yeah.
But the argument could be made, like, why are you using anybody like this? Like, you know, let the blacks be in the black part and the whites be in the white part and leave it at that. Like, fuck you, right?
Yep.
I declare.
Are you going back to school tomorrow?
No. No way.
No. Forming you to disperse in the name of the Commonwealth. If you're not going to disperse, you're going to be arrested.
See, why was that cop not beaten?
Why is it what?
That cop should have been beaten. Like fuck you cops. Fuck you Boston
cops.
White
people are nice.
You've been doing this shit forever, you fucking homos.
There you go.
Yeah, no, like these people were absolutely rioting. And I'll tell you this. Those people that said cucky things probably were selected by the Jewish news media that was covering this as the quotes that they wanted. Like, how many quotes did they get that they didn't like? Right? And those other women were just saying, we want our kids safe. We want our kids safe. What's the obvious implication there is black people aren't safe. Which everybody knew, and somebody yells "niggers suck." So it's not misunderstood what they were about. The problem with the people saying the cucky things is that's going to be featured, and then that's going to help develop the narrative that that's the kind of thing you're supposed to say. But it makes you look bad because the reason is because when the news shows you saying that, and then somebody off camera is yelling "niggers suck," which is what all of you really think. It makes you look like you're acting in bad faith, which is this is kind of a more subtle thing, and it's kind of a sophisticated thing that Jews do, is they show like the bullshit upfront narrative, and then they uncover the hidden narrative, which reinforces the idea that the racism, the not wanting blacks in your neighborhood, is shameful, and even you know it's shameful.
Mm-hmm.
When if you just are like, no, we don't want blacks in our neighborhood. This is our neighborhood. It's a white neighborhood. Blacks should stay in their neighborhood. If everybody up front said that to the news, they wouldn't be able to do these. The Jews wouldn't be able to do this kind of trickery of like exposing the correct thing is to not care about skin color, which is reinforced by those people saying, I don't care about color. I just don't want the trouble, you know. And then you have people yelling niggers suck. It's like if everybody said niggers suck. and they should stay in their own district and keep our district clean and safe from niggers. If everybody said that across the board forthrightly, with no shame, the Jews would hide it. They would not show it, because they would know that they don't have a good story with it. They don't act. They can't actually make their case. They need to show that the people.
Well, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't, because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Tag it.
Themselves are kind of ashamed of what they're doing. They don't want, they're rioting to keep blacks out, but they don't want to admit that that's what they're doing.
Right.
So while I understand why people say that, over and over doing that leads to the narrative we have now.
Yeah.
That conservatives always say, I don't care about skin color, and then they try and make it about something else. No, you care about the fact that these people are black. They're different than you are. They're going to cause problems. It's going to be a mess. And what are schools? That's the other thing. What are schools in South Boston like then versus now? What's the achievement level? What's the test scores? What's the grades? Even though it was already a working class district, it wasn't. People are not wealthy from that area in the 70s. I guarantee you it's an absolute fucking mess now. Absolutely. There's no question. The data on this are so clear. Everywhere blacks go, they ruin schools. Everywhere. Right. And everybody knows it.
Ruin everything.
Yeah, they ruin everything, but you know, when they it starts with the busing and the schooling.
Yep.
And so, yeah. And like, that's just something, yeah.
There's like 30 seconds of this left. Oh, here come the horsies. How can horse and buggy people integrate school districts like this? Look at this poor guy.
I think it's going to be all right if everybody come and stop being scared. Cause
yeah, shit, we were just scared.
I don't think there's nothing to be scared of.
But it just got used to South.
It's not about scared, sweetheart.
It's how I did just when I was school.
How do you think things are going to work out here at Roxbury High?
Roxbury.
Oh, I guess it'll work out all right. If the parents just stay out of it all and let the kids work it out for themselves, it'll be all right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
How did that turn out?
Yeah, I wonder if that woman thinks now.
How did that turn out? Now you've got bullets flying. I think it's really funny that nigger was talking about.
I wonder if she's still alive.
Well, yeah. One thing I'll say is that's a little girl. That's a student. And it'd be very easy for her to be manipulated into saying something like that. And of course, the Jew media leaves that clip for the end as if it's supposed to talk about, like, oh, look at how much smarter these kids are than the adults. And it's like, well, the fact is.
Kids are stupid.
Adults, kids are dumb, and kids can be made to say things that are
kids,
dumb.
Why do
they
come for kids? Kids
for
can be made to believe silly things like we're all the same. It's just on the outside, and we can get past differences. Right. And there's like diversity. No, it's like all those things are lies, and you have to have an undeveloped brain to fucking fall for it. You know?
Or you just have to have you have to be young and naive and just not have exposure to the real world, which is what children are like. And additionally, that's also why Jews want access to kids so early. And this idea of, like, if the adults stay out of it and let the kids handle it. Well, the adults got involved in it when, like, the court system and the state government and the federal government and the courts decided to do this. That was adults being involved. So you say from the perspective of like a high school girl at the time, you could think that like all these adults rioting and going crazy over the decisions made by the federal and state governments and courts, those were adults getting involved in it. Adults staying out of it would have just meant you get to keep going to your all-white high school, and you never would have thought anything about it because it just would have been your life and you wouldn't have ever reflected on it or considered it. It just would have been how things were. So again, you know, the thing about watching these old newsreels is you got to watch how the same kind of Jewish tricks and manipulations are done even in them.
Now here's a good one. Here's an account called DeSantis 2024. Check out this dank meme that it just posted. The rainbow flag, meh, you do whatever. The rainbow plus trans plus the shit stain. And it says, stay away from my kids.
No,
those are the same flag, you fucking retard. You retard.
This is how you got where you are.
Those are the same flag. It's the same shit. Yeah. I don't know, I was looking at this. So this was in a thread about, is this a Boston? Boston media is giving the disturbing Southie House of Horror story a good leaving alone. This is Howie Carr. It's a Howie Carr show. And he's got a city council person on talking about it. This is a 2-minute clip.
Yeah. These mick politicians from Boston are going to try and make hay out of this without
Aaron
really
Murphy.
Stepping on any fucking rakes.
Aaron Murphy chimes
in. Fire department responded to the Boston Housing Authority project, Mary Ellen McCormick project on Old Colony Ave in Southie. They found
a trans flag.
The guy was
dead.
There's a trans flag.
A drug overdose in a back bedroom were four children between the ages of 5 and 10. It was a very unsanitary, dirty apartment.
That jump cut game on point on this video.
Alcohol, drugs, sex toys, and the dead guy. And there was an adult in the back bedroom.
God,
he claimed he was wearing a wig, and he claimed to be the father of the four kids. An extremely disturbing story, and it's not getting any publicity except in the Boston Herald and Turtle Boy and a couple of national publications. Aaron Murphy is a Boston City Councilor.
Oh, he's Turtle Boy.
Large.
I like turtles.
She's filed an order asking for a hearing at next week's city council meeting about this. What's the latest on this?
The house was very, very unkept, like somewhat of a hoarding situation.
This is a Boston City Council member.
But there was lots of drug paraphernalia and sex toys all over the place. The fire department showed up and tried to resuscitate the dead body on the floor. One of the firefighters heard the voice for what I was told was a cry for help. And one of the adults in the house was trying to block the firefighter from going through the door into a back bedroom. And when they were able to finally kind of push their way through, that's when they found four young boys in the back bedroom, all under the age of 10. And they were pretty shooken up by what they saw, because they filed a 51A and then filed another one when they got back.
Now, 51A, that means they want to take custody of the children.
They definitely felt the need that they wanted to report that the children were not safe. So then that means Department of Children Family Services gets involved.
Are there any indications who these children are or who they belong to? I'm assuming they don't really, they're not really the offspring of this guy in the back room with the wig on.
Yeah, that's what I'm really hoping to find out. And I don't think all four of them were related to each other. And it was 11 o'clock in the morning. That's another thing for me. Raised a red flag. Was this something that had been going on since the night before, and these children were witness to it all?
Wow. I mean, are we ever going to get, like, so where do these children come from? Who do they belong to?
Well, this is going to get dropped now.
That's going to get dropped. Well, I want to know, like, what mechanism did these sick, drugged out fucking trannies get four boys under the age of 10? Are they related? Where did they come from?
Yes, this is a very... Now, the Boston PD is saying that each of them was a child of one of the men in the apartment. That's something that needs to be investigated. If that's true, that's a fucking problem. If it's not true, it's a fucking problem. Now, Turtle Boy is some Southie blog by a guy named Aiden Carney. Aiden Carney, he's got a new headline up here. It says, Boston police are calling Boston Fire Department liars.
Yeah.
Tonight on Turtle Club at 9:30, we're going to be talking about the Boston Police Department putting out a statement calling Boston Fire Department liars and retards in the drugs and trannies beetle party in Southie. You can watch and join by clicking here, or you can click here if you've already joined. All right, so this guy's doing like clickbait. But look, this guy seems to have a popular website dealing with Southie news, and that's what's going on. So
he'll be on his own with this one. This is going to be, yeah. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah. So, yeah, it appears we have contradictory reports from police and fire, and the media is going to prefer the police report, and they're going to kill the fucking story.
Yeah.
And frankly, I hope Aiden Carney and Turtle Boy keeps this shit alive, keeps pressing forward. And look, I'm sure this is like a dumb blog. This guy like started several years ago, and it became a big thing in Southie. So it seems to be like a, yeah, you know, and Aiden Carney. Yeah, so he seems to be, I'm sure he's like a figure down there. Anyway.
Oh, what's this?
What's that?
The nation's first elected transgender state representative arrested on child porn charges.
Oh.
Oh, dude, I've got a bunch of stories.
Look, why is it a former New Hampshire state, nation's first transgender identifying state lawmaker was arrested by police this week and charged with allegedly distributing child pornography. Stacey Marie Lawton, a Democrat who previously resigned twice from the New Hampshire State House. Why did he resign twice? And why are you calling him Stacy? He's not Stacy. His name's Chad. Is now facing four counts of distributing sexual images of children. Lawton was born Barry Charles Lawton Jr. Hey, Barry, nice pictures you distributed in there. From so Nashua.
This is another case of like resign suddenly. Like, so I've got another story similar to this. This one actually was in Hungary, though. So in Hungary, there was a February Antifa hammer attack on police who raided the house of a left-wing Antifa activist.
Nice.
And in it, they found a... So there was a hammer attack on the police and from Antifa in Hungary. And in response, the Hungarian police raided the home of one of the Antifa leaders in Hungary, and they found a cache of child pornography. So this is not an unusual case.
Could have predicted that.
This keeps happening. And this is not the first time Antifa activists have...
Wait, what? Mike was going to say what? Did we all miss that? Is that because this is the free fag edition? Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
And have been found.
Makes sense, because Antifa, they're like the real Nazis and fascists, right? So, of course, like this Dr. Mengele tranny stuff, child porn.
Yeah, but that's what Matt Walsh would tell you. That's what Matt Walsh would tell you. But never, here's something, never listen to conservatives. If you want to know who is behaving in a way that Jews don't like, look who the Jews say are Nazis. Who conservatives say are Nazis is like almost, it's basically anyone not conservative. So they might get it right in calling us Nazis, but they might get it wrong in calling Magnus Hirschfeld a Nazi. Their judgment on this topic cannot be trusted. If you want to know, look at the Jews. Who are Jews accusing of it? And specifically Jews. Now, there will be Jews that will lie. Conservative Jews will lie about this. But look at like Jonathan Greenblatt. Jonathan Greenblatt is not going to say that tranny stuff is Nazi experimentation because he likes tranny stuff. Tranny stuff is Jewish. And Matt Walsh's own little fucking tweet thread proves it, because all you have to do is do a search on the background of the people he's talking about, and they either are Jews or they are closely affiliated to Jews. Like that, the funny thing is he finds that one German guy, oh, look at that. He did his tranny surgery in partnership with a guy who was Jewish who also worked on it. Why didn't he list that guy? I'll tell you why. Because the name Ludwig Levy is unmistakably Jewish. So Matt Walsh knows he's lying because he didn't put Ludwig Levy Lentz in his list, because that is an unmistakably Jewish name. Magnus Hirschfeld could go either way. Hirschfeld could be German. It could be Jewish. Right? Like, so he can list him. Because even though the problem with listing that is like everybody, every online Nazi sympathizer knows about Hirschfeld and will immediately call Matt Walsh to the carpet on it. But yeah, why not mention Ludwig Levy Lentz, Matt? Anyway, yeah.
All right.
So
this guy has a lot of problems, this New Hampshire. Suicidal.
Yeah, well, I could have predicted that. Oh, so Betrani is suicidal. He's got child porn. Wow. Who makes accurate predictions on this kind of thing every fucking time?
I don't think this guy ever even got sworn into the state house. It says that he was elected in November 20. Elected November 22 and stepped down in December.
He never managed to even step up.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't know what that means.
Just, he literally resigned suddenly.
Resigned suddenly.
Like, look, but then was he elected again?
No.
And resigned again?
I don't actually.
Why did he resign twice?
Did he resign twice? Maybe I misread that. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe he did have to resign. Charged. Maybe he was so bad he had to resign twice.
But he was charged with stalking. Is why he stepped down the first time. He's stalking somebody. 2008 credit card felony. I believe at this point the LGBT community will hopefully be inspired. My hope is now maybe we'll see more people in the community running, maybe for alderman. Maybe the next election we'll have a senator, or maybe you'll have 25 to life.
Well, I'll tell you what, people in the fucking community should be running. All right. Fortunately, they're not. Was he involved that credit? Was he working with Ali Alexander on that credit card fraud scam?
Oof, probably.
Yeah. Because, he's LGBT.
He's a little old to be Groiper, but, you never know. Anyway, let's get out of here for the break. Hopefully we're going to have that merch in a minute today. Should be fire, but we might have to wait a minute.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be back in a few, everybody.
You are listening to The Daily Sower.